Christopher Lloyd is a terrific character actor known for his iconic roles in Taxi as well as the film series Back to the Future. He is now back at the Westin Playhouse playing the stage manager in Our Town by Thornton Wilder. It's performing on the main stage through the 7th of July, and it is a great pleasure to welcome Christopher Lloyd back to the Roundtable. What a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
The last time we spoke, you were playing Willie Loman. And
that's right.
Now you are playing yet another great American protagonist of the theater.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's a wonderful role, a stage manager in a wonderful play, beautifully mounted by Steve Stettler, and it's great to come up here and do this kind of work.
What is your familiarity, what had been your familiarity with Our Town, and then coming to this and what you see as a fresh look at this classic piece of theater?
Well, I have to confess, until now, I had never seen a production of it, nor had I read the play. I was aware of it, of course. You know, everybody knows that this play exists, but I had not seen or been in it or anything before. So when Steve said, let's open the season with Our Town, and you play the stage manager, and he sent me the script, and I was stunned. I was stunned about it. I just thought, this is amazing. And needless to say, I sat down immediately and started to learn those very, very verbose speeches, which I love doing. It's just great work.
The language is so beautiful, and the connection that, of course, you have with the audience and that you bring the audience to these characters of Grover's Corners. So how do you get that, in the sense of how does one go about in working in that and working on that, the demeanor of the character of the stage manager?
I have a portrait of Thornton Wilder, and I've looked at it a lot, and sometimes I'll look at it a performance and try to get into the person that I see portrayed in that photograph. I don't know. And another interesting aspect of it is, as opposed to the other characters in the play, the stage manager is always addressing the audience. He's not talking to other characters. He's talking to the audience. And so much of that makes him very spontaneous, because he sort of goes with the audience. He doesn't rely on the audience for what he has to say and what he feels about. But the audience takes him on a ride every night in a somewhat different way, a different nuance from moment to moment. And so his performance is so dependent on his connection with the audience, to bring to the audience and convey to the audience what he's saying. That makes it very interesting, because every night it's a different audience,
right?
And they respond differently. So I find myself kind of maneuvering that. How do I say what I want to say with this audience and its sensibility as I interpret it, kind of on the spot.
And you're really the calm in the storm, right? I mean, you're the one that we look to make sense of what is happening.
Yes, yes. I was talking to Steve about it once. The stage manager, that he's the stage manager of this production of this play, and that I imagine that the stage manager could be Thornton Wilder himself, wanting to insinuate himself into the play in order to be sure that the audience gets clear what he's writing about. I knew a stage manager once of a play that a friend of mine was in, who would kind of insinuate himself into the play in different ways. It wasn't something that he needed to do. He just had a bit of an ego and would go about doing that. And I kind of felt that the stage manager in this play there's this monologue he has when he's talking about marriage, and he designates himself. He even says, "In this scene, I play the minister," and that gives me the right to say a few more words about it. He sort of put himself in a position to present the play and make comments about it at the same time, which is sort of fun. You know, he comes on stage more than once and says, all right, thank you very much. I have a few more words I want to say about, you know. So that's kind of helped me create him.
I remember talking to Spalding Gray, the monologist who has passed, but he a long time ago appeared in the late 80s, appeared in a Lincoln Center production. And he used to do, in one of his monologues, did a whole thing about trying to nail down that one line where he asks the audience, he says, "Nice town, you know what I mean?" And just fixating on that for days of how to get that right, of how to make that sound right.
Right. I get it. I'm not sure I've got it sounding right yet, but I'm always trying to measure that. Yeah, no, I understand that. There are other lines that are similar, to try to say it, inflect it in a way that puts across the meaning I want to put to it.
The last time I mentioned the Willie Loman, that was in 2010, so it's 8 years ago. What do you look for in roles now? What do you like to do? What gets you onto the stage?
I always like, regardless if it's drama or comedy, whether it's a savory character or a not so savory character, I want to find something about him that everybody can recognize being an element in themselves, so that they connect. They may not like the character, they may not want that character anywhere near their children or home for a family dinner or to encounter socially. But I want to find, since we're all human, the humanness in the character that anybody in the audience says, "Oh yeah, I understand that," and it kind of brings them into the life of the character. Am I making sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I love finding that. And I don't always, of course, the playwright may make that easy or may not make that easy to reveal that sense. Yeah, I love doing that. I love when I know that I'm up there on that stage, the audience has connected with the character I'm doing.
Do you think of just the great parts out there that you would love to play, that you're at a point now, a position where you can say, okay, I would love to do this. I would love to be Willie Loman.
Yeah, I would love to do that. I felt that when the production was finished, I could still have gone further with it, you know, in time. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could even feel that way about the stage manager. There's so much complexity and feelings the stage manager has about different issues. And, you know, as you mature, you think of deeper ways to express things. So I would love that.
Yes, the 2 weeks you get to perform really isn't that much, is it?
No. It's 3 weeks rehearsal, I guess about 2.5 weeks performance. It's a lot better than 1 week stock, I tell you. but it's enough to get a good taste of it and be able to do something.
Our Town is the Pulitzer Prize-winning classic. It is now on stage, on the main stage, at the Westin Playhouse through the 7th of July. Christopher Lloyd plays the stage manager. Christopher, a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much, and best of luck with the rest of the run.
Thank you so much.
A great pleasure. Thank you. Again, Our Town is at the Westin Playhouse through the 7th of July, westinplayhouse.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.